From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball in Washington. Hundreds of people turned out at an anti-gun rally in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on Saturday. Survivors of the shooting at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School spoke at the rally to condemn gun laws and rail against the National Rifle Association, the powerful lobbying group that works to protect gun rights. Delaney Tarr said she lost four of her close friends and is angry that suspect Nicholas Cruz legally purchased the AR-15 semi-automatic rifle authorities say he used to kill 17 people Wednesday at the school.
Despite being tipped off to the FBI multiple times, he was able to legally purchase an AR-15. He was able to legally purchase that semi-automatic rifle and come into my school and slaughter 17 of my people. Because of these gun laws, people that I know, people that I love have died, and I will never be able to see them again.
Florida's welfare agency investigated Cruz after he cut himself in an online video, but found him stable, according to state records. The U.S. Attorney General has ordered an immediate review of how the Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation responded to warnings about potential mass killers. The action follows an admission on Friday that the FBI, the top law enforcement agency in the U.S., had ignored a tip-off about the gunman who killed the 17 people and wounded 14 others at the school in Florida on Wednesday. You're listening to VOA News from Washington. Meanwhile, U.S. President Trump visited Florida after the attack, as well as the Broward County Sheriff's Office. He praised the first responders and applauded the short amount of time it took to get the victims to the hospital. When asked by reporters if the nation's gun laws needed to be changed, Trump did not respond as he walked into the room. Pope Francis has reactivated his sexual abuse advisory panel by restructuring its membership. This follows criticism of his handling of scandals that have staggered the Catholic Church for more than three decades. The Vatican announced Saturday that Francis reconfirmed Cardinal Sean O'Malley of the northeastern U.S. city of Boston as head of the panel. The reconfirmation of seven members and the appointment of nine new ones. The reshuffling comes 2 months after the panel's three-year mandate lapsed. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence says the Islamic State group remains a threat despite its recent defeats in Syria and Iraq. Dan Coats told a gathering of world leaders, diplomats, and defense officials at the Munich Security Conference on Saturday that the U.S. assesses that ISIS will remain a threat.
What a great job you've done.
Partly because it's more than just a terrorist organization. It is an ideology and perhaps a theology. And the combination of ideology and theology, I think, outlasts defeats on the battlefield.
The special counsel looking into Russian meddling of the 2016 presidential election announced charges against a Russian social media troll company, 12 of its employees, and its financial backer in the first indictment brought against the Russians, allegedly involved in the effort. It alleges that the Internet Research Agency, a St. Petersburg-based company with ties to the Kremlin, orchestrated an audacious campaign to influence the 2016 presidential election in favor of President Donald Trump. The indictment charges all the defendants with one count of conspiracy to defraud the United States, three defendants with conspiracy to commit wire and bank fraud, and five individuals with aggravated identity thefts. A military helicopter carrying two Mexican government officials crashed Friday during a tour of earthquake damage, killing two people. I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.